proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible broadcast. In our series regarding God's calling of the prophet Isaiah, we again turn our attention to the sixth chapter of Isaiah. That section of scripture began with the prophet receiving a vision from God. God confronted that fledgling prophet with two facets relating to the divine character, namely, God's sovereignty and God's holiness. Why did God choose Isaiah, of all people, to receive such a vision? Other prophets, such as, say, Hosea, did not receive such revelation from God. Yet God might have sent Isaiah that specific vision as a means of strengthening him, Isaiah, in his faith. The first chapter of Isaiah described the type of culture in which the prophet ministered. It was a culture wherein people continued to observe the forms of religious practice while failing to do what they preached others should do. God described the leaders of the Jewish culture in Isaiah's day as, quote, rebellious and companions of thieves, unquote. He declared that, quote, Zion shall be redeemed with judgment and her converts with righteousness, unquote. God would use Isaiah as his messenger to call the Jews of his day to repent of their waywardness and return unto him. Thus, the vision described in the sixth chapter of Isaiah would brace that prophet for this task at hand. Now for the vision itself. Isaiah beheld the Lord, quote, sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple, unquote. Despite appearances to the contrary, God remained king of the universe. This ensured, as the poet said, the wrong shall fail, the right prevail. Others have attempted to usurp God's position as king. Lucifer, who tried to, quote, be like the Most High, unquote. Lucifer failed, according to Isaiah chapter 14. Revelation chapter 13 referred to a figure who, despite receiving worship from those who dwell on earth and aspiring to replace God, Revelation 13 referred to a figure who will not overthrow God. As the author of Psalm 146 wrote, quote, the Lord shall reign forever, even thy God, O Zion, unto all generations, unquote. Furthermore, the vision God gave Isaiah manifested God's holiness. That prophet beheld seraphim. He heard them cry out, quote, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory, unquote. The Hebrew noun kadosh, translated as holy, could signify anything that was set apart for God's service. That term could allude to a people, as in Exodus 19, to locations, as in Exodus 29, to offerings, as in Ezekiel 42, or to holidays, as in Nehemiah chapter 8. Kadosh, or holy, described the essential nature of God. In Leviticus chapter 11, God told the Israelites, quote, ye shall be holy, kadosh, for I am holy, kadosh. God further asserted in Isaiah chapter 43, quote, I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One Kadosh of Israel, thy Savior, unquote. Isaiah needed to realize that, in spite of external adverse circumstances, God remained sovereign over human affairs. Isaiah also needed to acknowledge the holy essence of the God who called him to ministry. This initial vision that Isaiah saw reassured him and instructed him that, in spite of Israel's rebellion against him, God continued to reign as king. The vision Isaiah saw of God's sovereignty and God's holiness also reminded him of the nature of the God who called him to service. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.